Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 52. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Both of them are free, including the postage and handling.
I've been doing a series on a piece of literature that the Lord gave me entitled Another Pearl Harbor. This is part 8 today. Right now, though, let's go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint outwardly this service. Father, we ask that you open their hearts, their minds, and their souls so that they'll want to be saved, so they'll be sick and tired of the kind of life there is without any consolation, that they're going to die and there's going to hell. There's no consolation in that. But Lord, open up their minds, their hearts, and souls to be able to receive your Spirit, to receive the blood that you shed for them on the cross to wash all their sins away, and for you with the Father by the Spirit to enter into their mortal souls so that they become immortal. And Lord, lift the church up higher, on higher ground, strengthen the church, and make them know, Lord, that you're observing everything that they're doing and all the things that they are not doing as well. And Lord, let their souls be saved, the people that are listening out in radio land. And we'll ask all these things, Father, in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, so now we have part 8 of Another Pearl Harbor. Go ahead.
But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
A lot of people give you different meanings of that, but that just means that God has got lots of time. Your life might be 10, 20, 50, 60, 70 years, and maybe 80, and very few 90 and 100 years, or maybe a little bit more. But that is like nothing to the Lord. It's like nothing. It's just like a little vapor, because to Him, it tells you that 1,000 years. I mean, it's just the same thing as it would be to us as a day. Sometimes we go by a day, we sleep the day off, and it's, but to God, He can go a whole 1,000 years, and it's just like a day. And before 10% of it is gone, 100 years, you're up there in front of Him, and He's going to be saying, if you didn't do well, He's going to say, depart from me, you wicked. I never knew you, and I get into, and sling you right down, have His angels sling you down into hell in the lake of fire. So you think that because God doesn't sling you down there today because of all the evil that you're doing? Yeah, He just says, you know, I give you a chance. I'll let you stay here for a while and think you're getting by with stuff, but you just keep not believing my word. But one of these days, you're not going to be able to breathe anymore, and you're going to be right up here. And so you're offended at me talking about, I hear one of the stations says that they're upset, a bunch of people calling in, because I tell the world what the Bible says about Catholicism. And I'm saying that all the people in Catholicism, there's a lot of wonderful people, they just need to get saved. Amen?
Amen.
And so that really irritates a bunch of demonic devils, like you complainers. But the radio station says, we're not taking him off the air. He has the right to the freedom of speech to assault like the rest of you wicked people, like you wicked people have, okay? You wicked people are saying, don't read the Bible, believe in evolution. You're doing your thing, so now let me do my thing, okay? Because I happen to be an earthling as well as you, but the difference is that I also am a spiritual person, and I have inherited the kingdom of God by believing His word. And so will you just please shut your wicked mouth before God shuts it for you? Because, you know, take a look at New Orleans, take a look at Indonesia, take a look at Pakistan. In many other places, there's 10,000 earthquakes a day, average, between 5 and 10,000, okay, we'll give or take. And there's a new storm starting again. And look at all the diseases. Even the news media is saying that this bird flu is escalating all the time, and they predict that there's going to be over 1/3 of the world population are wiped out from it. That's 2 billion people. You might be next. Then cancer and heart trouble, and you're relying on a bunch of wicked scientists that they're going to let you live another 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, or 20 years. So what? You're still going to be standing before the Lord. They're not going to find immortality. This is just the devil trying to encourage you to continue on in your sin. Everybody dies. God said that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. That means you're not going to come back again. You're just going to die once, and that's it. It's finito. La commedia finito. In Italian, that means the comedy is over. It's finished. She's a finish. Okay? The comedy is final. It's over. And then you won't think things are so fun anymore. Okay, so it's best to crucify yourself on this side of eternity and do what the Lord said. That way you're insured of a real nice place when your spirit gets yanked out of your husk. Okay? Make sense?
Yes.
All right. Then what?
This statement is figurative. It means people die when they are children. Some die in their teens, some die in their 20s or 30s, and some even die in their 50s, 60s, or 70s.
Some even 100, okay? Let's give them a few more years. The Lord is gracious. Okay, then what?
Some may live to be 90, 100, or possibly 120. However, God can afford to be patient with his judgment upon them because he never dies.
And you do. And I do too. Don't, you know, you don't have to mock me. I know I die. But I'm already dead. I died out to this world so that I could be alive in the Lord. And you have to do the same thing if you want to go to heaven. Then what?
He lives forever. Sooner or later, everyone will face him, whether they want to face him or not.
Yeah.
Then they will be judged for the things they have done, especially their blasphemy.
Or the things they haven't done. There's a lot of people that say they're Christians and they just sit around all day long and talk about nothing. Nada. A lot of nothing. Amen?
Yeah.
Mas de nada. A lot of nothing. Instead of a lot of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. The spirit of the devil in them is exceedingly angry about this, but what can he do about it? Nothing. They're mere men made of dust. God's plan.
Now you are all mere men made out of dust to the ground, and the Lord only blew one breath in your nose. The Bible says, cease ye from man in whose nose is one breath. For how little are you to be accounted? You're just a little mud patty, you and I, with just one breath in our nose. Well, you might say, so I took two breaths. No, you just took two half breaths, which equals one breath, okay? And you want to give me dirty looks. Oh, that doesn't bother me. I've been getting them for 41 years, ever since I was saved, okay? You despise me, and the feelings are mutual, because God despises you as well, all right? Okay, then what?
God's plagues soon shall have them. I was surprised to see that on March 5th, 2003, the Biography Channel reiterated that the Pope is in charge of all the kings, queens, and presidents, and that he is sovereign and answers to no one, not even God.
Yeah, to all the secular people, because the secular people bow down to him, but we don't, and that's what makes them so uptight with the Bible, because we believe it. Then what?
The Bible tells us in great detail about this proud man who exalts himself above God and all that is in heaven and on earth. The Bible plainly states that he is the Antichrist, the very embodiment of the devil.
Yeah, he's the head of the Antichrist, but the Antichrist itself is a corporate body. The entire corporate body is Antichrist, like Rome and all of its associates, affiliates, like all those that have joined the One World Church or the United Churches, they are all part of the Antichrist. And the government that does the cults, the Roman Catholic cults, bidding, they are the enforcement part of the Antichrist movement. It's a corporate body of people, millions and millions of people. And then also the news media that is the mouth of the Antichrist, that tells all the lies and exalts these stinky, wicked devil-possessed people that will never repent. There's so many of them that will not repent, and they are like an abomination into the nostrils of the Lord. He hates them. Okay? Then what?
We know that the Bible is true. Therefore, we know that this is a worldwide conspiracy by Satan through the Pope in Rome to rule the world. To do this, he will have to stifle the entire Word of God, then fill the world with his lies. He has. This has happened because of the lack of bold preaching of the Word of God. Saddam Hussein says he and his people are righteous. They can never be righteous unless they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, unless they obey every command of Jesus, and unless they totally give up their false religion. They think that God's people are doing these things to them, but it's not the people of God, the members of Christ's body. It's the Vatican who calls their false Roman Catholic religion Christianity. I don't want to be mistaken for one of them.
I'm certainly not a Catholic, quote, Christian, unquote. I'm a real Christian because Christ is in me. Then what?
I call myself a member of Christ's body, a member of his true church.
Right.
Again, Jews, Muslims, and many others hate those who call themselves Christians because they think the ones who killed 6 million Jews and 1.5 million Muslims were members of Christ.
Oh, it's far more than that, Muslims now. Many, many Muslims are being killed. When they started under the Pope's orders to bomb Iraq and a lot of these other Arabic countries, Muslim countries, then what?
They weren't members of Christ. They were barbarians, wicked Catholics, the founders of Nazism, socialism, fascism, and every other evil ism in the world. They have also killed millions of members of Christ's church and numerous nationalities of people in every part of the world. Members of Christ's body, his true church, have never killed anyone. They never will. We pray for everyone to be saved. We also pray, Father, if they refuse your salvation in the name of Jesus, then, Father, we pray you will avenge us of them.
I bind them on earth. We bind them here on earth in our prayer. And, Lord, we pray that you will bind them from heaven and in heaven, that you will do something to them. And we see that you're doing what we're praying, Lord. And they're calling you Mother Nature. Isn't that something? And that it's a natural disaster when you plainly show us in the Bible that it's a supernatural disaster that you have ordered from your throne in heaven. And then what?
Lord, we ask this in the name of Jesus. He promised he will, and his promises are true. God hates anyone who avenges themselves. This is why he said regarding Cain, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. One of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not murder. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, original Hebrew. God himself wants to be the one to take vengeance upon all those who murder godly people, as wicked Cain murdered his godly brother, Abel. Anyone who takes vengeance upon any person who has killed a godly person will receive sevenfold vengeance from God. This is because God and God alone wants to take vengeance on those who kill his precious anointed people.
He wants to enjoy it. He doesn't want anybody else to enjoy it. He loves to do that. It says that he destroys them wonderfully. Then what?
And he doesn't want anyone to interfere with him. God hates people who kill his highly favored and anointed people so much that he and he only is the one who wants to avenge them. God can dismantle and destroy a wicked person in a far more tormenting way than any mere human in the world. And after he's finished terrorizing and tormenting them while they are on earth, he will make them spend eternity in the hottest place in hell and in the lake of fire. If you think you can do a better job of vengeance than God, you will receive 7 times more punishment than a man who kills God's child, a godly man.
And also because you're taking enjoyment away from the Lord. The Lord enjoys. He says he enjoys. It's wonderful to him to destroy the wicked. When you say, well, I thought God was a God of love. Oh, yeah. He loves to destroy unrepentant sinners. That's another way that he loves. You know, it's just another form of his love. Amen?
Yeah.
If somebody is blaspheming his Son and blaspheming the Holy Spirit, he enjoys destroying them. And he enjoys sending them strong delusions so that they can be deceived enough to where there'll be such a tremendous shock when they enter hell in the lake of fire. If you read the first chapter of Proverbs, you'll see that you say, where does it say that he enjoys it? Well, in the first chapter of Proverbs, it shows that he laughs at your calamity. That sounds like he's having fun. Amen?
Amen.
God has to have fun. Amen?
Amen.
But God's going to have fun with you if you don't repent. He says that when he sees you going out into hell and you start screaming and pleading for him to have mercy on you, he starts mocking you. You say, oh, God, please. And he says, oh, God, please. And then he starts laughing at you. Can you imagine how sorry of a person you are to think that you're going to get by with the stuff that you're doing today and that God isn't going to have fun with you? God has to have fun, too. You know? I just marvel at his patience, though. He waits so long before he has fun with a bunch of people that are funning with him. Because he has his day. So like if 1,000 years is like a day to him, why, it isn't more than the first tenth of the day that he's going to be seeing you. That he's going to be calling your name. Mm-hmm. And then the king of terrors is going to come and drag you out of your body. And then what? Oh, Lord, I'll do good now. And he'd, please, God, don't. He'd go, please, God, don't. He said, oh, God, don't. He'd go, oh, God, don't. No, God. He'll go, no, God. And then start laughing at you, just like you're laughing at him right now, and those that preach the gospel. You know, if I was God, I don't know why. He's just so merciful to wait so long to give you a chance to get saved. Why don't you take the opportunity and do it now? Ask the Lord to enter your heart and wash you with his blood from all your sins so that you don't hear the ring of his laughter in your ears as you're going down the spiral tube down into the lake of fire, to hell in the lake of fire. Say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, with the Father by the Spirit. Wash all my filthy sins away in your precious blood. I know you won't turn me away because your word says, all that called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Wash all my filthy sins away. You won't turn me away because your word says so. And I believe it. Therefore, I know you've heard me and I know you've answered me and I know I'm saved. And just raise your hands up and start praising and thanking the Lord. You say, yeah, you're just using. I'm not using. I'm telling you what the word of God is. Crack open your Bible. Dust it off first. And then open up God, because the Bible says the word of God is God, and then see if I'm telling you a lie. Read the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, okay? And then start reading the whole Bible. All right, then what?
This is why God stated in the Old Testament, if thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink.
Sure, I mean, because they're going to go to hell anyway. Just help them out. That's why God allows you people to eat and drink and sleep and make a few bucks, to buy a little house and a car and pay your little utility bills and get yourself credit cards and go into debt and everything like you're doing. So he blesses you. He's a good God. And then he lets the sun shine on you. He lets you breathe air. And sometimes he lets you get healed. But he is going to judge everyone according to whether they did the work of the Lord or not, whether they were born again of the Spirit or not. So, you know, you've got to get saved. No man can enter into the kingdom of heaven any other way. And there's no name given among men in this entire universe but the name of Christ that you can get saved. So you might as well give up Buddha, that piece of rock, that stone that's carved, or wood, you Gentile idol worshippers. And you might as well forget about some man, Muhammad, because he's just a piece of dirt. He's dead. He never rose from the dead. There's no life in him, never was, never will be. And all the other false, the Pope is as phony as a $15.27 bill. So, you know, you have to go to the Lord, not the Pope. Now, not me, either. I can't save your soul, but I can sure tell you how to get saved. And that's what I'm doing. And it's very simple. even a little child that comes to the Lord as a little child believing him can be saved right now. All right, so just say the prayer. And if you don't have a tape recorder, you can order any one of my pieces of literature, and it has the sinner's prayer right on the back. So call our phone room or email us. So let's continue.
For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 21 through 22. In the New Testament, Jesus said, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Luke chapter 6, verse 27 through 28. God, through Paul, repeated this statement from the Old Testament. If thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Romans chapter 12, verse 20. When Jesus was dying on the cross, atoning for our sins before the eyes of God's enemies, he stated, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. This was because they were so far into Satan's darkness. While God's enemies were stoning Stephen to death, he looked up, saw Christ standing in the heavens, and said to the Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Acts chapter 7, verse 55 through 60. The Apostle Paul by the Spirit stated, when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Here there is no conflict with the law of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23, original Greek.
Now the reason I preach the rough and tough gospel that I do is because nobody else is doing it. I have to preach the hellfire and brimstone part of the gospel because you just hear people talking about their husbands and their wives and, you know, about marriage and things like that. But there's not anybody talking about the wrath of God. And there's so many people that say, Jesus just loves you. Sweet Jesus loves you. But the Bible says that when sweet Jesus comes back, people, unsaved people, and the wicked of the earth are going to be praying for the rocks and mountains to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of sweet Jesus. All right? Doesn't it say that?
Yes.
Amen. So somebody's got to do this job of telling them the other side of the gospel, the whole gospel. And so I guess it's left up to me. It's such a thankless job. You know, I was riding on a ship to Israel, and some of the United Nations people were in there, and they says, Tony, we're bringing the peace in Israel. I said, you're not going to bring any peace there. He says, yes, we are. And he says, and we've been doing it for years, and it's such a thankless job. I says, only God is going to bring peace here. And so I like to use their term, it's such a thankless job. Yeah, because there's no peace there, is there?
No.
So why should anyone thank him? Now they're giving away the land that God gave to them. If they would just repent, if they would just accept the true Messiah, the one and only true Messiah, God would start moving for them in Israel. All right? And so until then, it's just going to be one terrible thing after another. Then what?
Nowhere in the New Testament does God tell anyone who has God's power to murder anyone. A true member of Christ's body, his church, would pray to God. Lord, we know that every nation has weapons. Lord, we tell them not to use them. We tell everyone to become a member of your body so that they can pray to you and you can do the avenging. One thing we do know is that there are rulers of the darkness in this world, rulers of spiritual wickedness in high places. Again, reader, no one can avenge themselves without going to hell.
Reader and now listener. Okay, then what?
The job of avenging belongs to God and God only. If everyone believed this way, everyone would turn in their weapons of mass destruction. They would get saved and let God avenge them, and
yeah,
God...
Yeah, especially the United States of America. We've got more weapons of mass destruction than anyone else. What if a searching crew came over here to find, well, they'd find piles of them over here and other places like China and Russia. Amen?
Amen.
I don't believe there's any danger of weapons of mass destruction to those people over there that are living in caves and haven't got enough money. They don't have two dimes to rub together to get a cup of coffee. Okay, what else?
They would get saved and let God avenge them, and God certainly would avenge them. One thing we do know is that there are rulers of the darkness of this world, rulers of spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. They love to use carnal weapons. War is a glorious recreation to the wicked. They will be before God soon, and they are not going to like what He's going to eternally do to them.
They also use spiritual weapons. They use lies to undermine the work of God, to attempt to do that. But if more people would be like me, they wouldn't be able to do it, because the true word of God will push them right in the corner. And especially when we're quoting scriptures and verses here.
Well, my time is up. I'm actually a minute past my time. And so what we do is we just get saved right now. All right, just say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe He died on the cross and shed His precious blood to cleanse away all my sins. And I believe that You, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus, and You, Father, and the Holy Spirit, because You three are one. Lord, wash all my sins away. You will not turn me away. You will save my soul. I know, because Your word says so. Your word says that You'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me, and I know that I am saved, and I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, just always be thankful for salvation, because without it, people would be forever in the lake of fire. Share and tell them how to receive a copy of this program, number 52.
Go to alamoministries.com, email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
We're going to be bringing part 9 tomorrow. And I really pray that you will tune in, because we'll empower you and make you aware of the evil things and the good things that are happening in this world today. And it should encourage your heart a lot, because, as I said, the coming of the Lord is at hand because of the great falling away of the church, and the devil has entered into the temple of God, which is the born-again Christians, many of them. And that's one of the last signs before the Lord comes back to earth again. Except now we're going to see a lot of these plagues. They're going to get worse and worse. What you've seen is nothing in comparison to what's going to happen. Well, anyway, until tomorrow, part 9 of Another Pearl Harbor. This is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.